Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." It started as the worst day of Abraham's life. His precious son, his only child, had been a source of great joy. God had promised that Abraham and his son would be ancestors of the most important person in the history of the world, Jesus, God himself. But then, God threw Abraham a curveball, a big one. He asked Abraham to sacrifice his son to him. It didn't make sense at all. God created life. He loves life, and he protects life. God loved Abraham and his son deeply. Why would he end Isaac's life so soon? How would he ever become a great-great-great-great, fill in a lot more greats, grandfather of Jesus? Isaac was only a boy. He hadn't had any children yet. Yet, Abraham trusted God and his promises. Analyzing it all, Abraham concluded that God must be planning a resurrection of his son from the dead. That was the only way, he thought, that God could fulfill his promise of blessing the whole world through the Savior that God promised would descend from Abraham through Isaac. So he marched up the mountain with his son, ready to do what God commanded, because he knew he could count on God's unchangeable promises. The Lord stopped Abraham before he harmed his son. He also provided a substitute sacrifice, a ram. What a breathtaking blessing, being able to sacrifice the ram instead of his son. Abraham gave the special place a name. He didn't call it the worst day of my life or the day I almost lost my son. No, not a self-centered name. Instead, he called it "The Lord will provide." The Lord has provided for us, too. He sacrificed his son to die the death we deserved as sinners. As sinners, we don't deserve to have the favor of the Lord, yet in Christ, we do. We don't deserve his forgiveness, yet in Christ, it is ours. The Lord has provided a substitute for us. Jesus died to free us to live with the Lord forever. Dear Savior, thank you for being willing to take the fall for what I have done. What a heartwarming privilege it is to know that you paid for my sins in full, so I don't have to. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.